5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dilly Company. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dilly Company. Check out today's episode for a special promo code. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. No long pause there. It's a double episode day. We got to get going. Alongside me is my lovely wife, co-host, CFO, overall great gal, and the hot mom I saw at the Cold War Kids concert last night.
Hey.
We're dragging. We're at a show on a Monday. Melissa Nickerson, formerly known as Melissa Hoagland. She was my girlfriend back then. Okay. Now she's my ex-girlfriend. I don't know. And Andy is here as well. I don't know what Andy's maiden name is, but
we're going to find out.
You took...
I don't think I get a maiden name. No. I don't think it works that way.
No. You took Mercedes' name, right? Mercedes.
Andy, I would be Andy Williams if that was the case.
Yes?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Like the old swooner? Or, yes. Yeah.
Crooner.
Swooner. Gosh, missing up so many words.
Kind of wish I did.
Yeah. Underrated Christmas art. I mean, I've gone on this rant before. Andy Williams' Christmas album is so good. So good. But
you know, it's March, and I have not brushed up on Christmas
albums. Well, it's Christmas. It's the one that we... It's the holiday season. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. Yeah. And didn't beat his kids. So
that's right.
Great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bing, bing. Anyways, funny podcast about family. We're loopy and it's a single episode day, but we got a lot to get into.
We took a real risk and went to a concert on Monday night.
We've got a lot to talk about. We got a weekend recap, but we've got a great Reddit thread we're going to dive into. Mel and Dustin have had one of their most unconventional, I don't know, 80 hours ever. And our lives are very different right now than what they normally are. And we usually are kind of the unconventional one. Ready, but we got kids in different places. You know, it's a whole
happening.
It's a whole to do.
It is.
It's a whole to do. Mm-hmm. But
it's
anyways,
a whole to do because you said this morning you were like, Joel's on spring break.
I know.
He went on spring break Friday.
Yeah.
And but that just goes to show how wonky it's been for us.
I didn't mean that. I listen.
You just forgot for a second.
Well, and I wasn't trying to minimize what you do.
No. Well, you missed, you know, you were touring and working during his finals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like he was working on a paper all week. And, but then when you came home, he was on his way out the door.
Joel's on a trip right now, and I forgot he wasn't missing school for it. Because we have a daughter who's missing school for a play, and I just thought, anyway.
And then our other daughter's at school.
So we're going to get
confusing.
All into it. Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to our new backseaters who have joined the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Group. Vonda Wall, Nathan Kavanaugh, Joshua Terry, Richie Rice, Jeff Watts. What did I say? Facebook group. Yeah, the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans.
Facebook.
The Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group. It's literally the only thing I look at on Facebook. I love it so much.
That's it. You know,
it's the only
thing I look at on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's all you have to say.
That's all. There's nothing else that I want on there other than people who are my fans, because I don't mean that sounds more self-indulgent than I wanted it to be. But
well, you don't use Facebook as an app.
No.
So
I deleted it off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Last week we were discussing the best Hey songs in our behind the scenes Patreon. That's hard. BTS.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Patreon. We were discussing what are the best
Patreon
songs.
Patreon exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it to the Facebook group.
We gave it to the Facebook group too.
Or that segment.
So we did, you know, we were hitting some of the classics, and they threw in there as well Little Talks, Monsters and Men, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we missed this one. What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
That's a, you know.
Oh, wow.
And Vonna said, hey, Diddle Diddle, the Cat and the Fiddle, of course. if I recall, ours were, I mean, obviously, Hey Ya is like a gigantic one.
And I texted you afterwards because I was like, oh, I was actually singing Dr. Dre's next episode.
Yes, you were on, yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah. Someone said Amy Grant's Hey Now. I don't know that song.
I don't either.
Hey Now, Hey Now. You don't remember that song?
Dream It's Over?
That's not Amy Grant. That's right. That's a great song, though. Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's not an Amy Grant.
Yeah, you're right. Amy, yeah, I was like, over. Is that the borderline of crossover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary.
I would only know like one or two Amy Grant songs. We are just a little too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was though that was pre my. She was got a divorce and everyone lost their mind, right?
Yes,
in the '90s.
In the '90s, yeah.
Yeah.
We've come a long way, evangelicals.
I think she's had a full turn. You know.
Yeah.
We still really like her.
Micah was being silly. Down Under by Colin Hay. All right.
technical.
I think Ho Hey by the Lumineers is. I mean, it's.
That's the one.
Ho!
I couldn't think of. Yeah.
Hey. I mean, I have a whole bit about it. Anyways.
Stomp and clap.
It's great stuff. Hey, yeah. But I think at the end of the day, though, you're not going to be able to beat Hey Ya. I mean.
No.
Yeah. I think on a largest scale.
In all genres.
That's it.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's the only one getting played at weddings. And it's bringing everyone to the dance floor.
That and Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Well, Bruno's secret's out, baby. Yep. Have we talked to you about that?
No.
So I knew that.
Oh.
That because I'm close friends with someone who works at. I'm not gonna divulge any. I know someone who was privy to that information, and I had told that was the hottest piece of gossip that I had. I was like, did you know that he's in massive gambling debt to MGM? Like he is. Deep underwater, and then it came out. Yeah, I don't want to laugh too much at it because gambling is a real addiction. Woo, because he's like 50 million in the hole or something like that.
You
it's
know,
like crazy.
I didn't see any news coverage of it? I just saw like one meme that you sent me. You know,
it wasn't a meme. It was an article.
It was a news article.
I mean, I get what you mean that they kind of look like here. Well, one of the people I told was Kev on stage, and so I sent it to him.
Okay, what I mean is that like. It hasn't been all over my feeds.
No.
But
yeah.
It is a noteworthy story.
Well, he's got a good PR team then.
I don't know.
You know.
You'd think with how much they're covering, like, Kate Middleton, like...
Well.
Where
in the world is Kate Middleton? Every time I see the story, it just sits in my head. And I don't know. Bruno Mars reportedly has $50 million gambling debt. Bruno Mars, renowned for his chart-topping hits like 24K Magic, finds himself entangled in a financial dispute with MGM Resorts International, where he entered a multi-year residency deal back in 2016. The singer's penchant for high-stakes gambling allegedly led to substantial debts at the poker tables in Las Vegas, reportedly amounts to millions and potentially up to $50 million, according to news sorted by according to sources cited by News Nation. Despite his lucrative partnership with MGM, with an estimated annual income of $90 million, Mars is said to face significant financial obligations to repay his debts, significantly impacting his net earnings from the deal, which purportedly amount to $1.5 billion per performance after taxes. This situation raised questions about the stability of his relationship with the hospitality giant especially as part of his contract included ventures like the Pinky Ring Cocktail Lounge at the Bellagio Resort. Bruno has previously discussed his gambling experience, reflecting on his early days frequenting casinos before his rise to fame. So there you go. Hopefully Bruno gets some help.
It's tough.
Yeah, I'm not gonna throw stones at that story. Because that's really bad. Gambling addiction is ruin some lives.
A lot of people, but stars, you know,
yeah,
enjoy that, and it's like anything.
I think that there's a thrill to gambling. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it. It's not for me. Yeah,
absolutely. And also just like you've just performed, you know, in Vegas.
Well,
there's definitely.
You know, when gambling is most up is when the economy is down. There's a desperation to gambling. That's why it's like can be fun or whatever. Like, oh, night out. And then it's my version of gambling is the lamest of it all, which is we play poker, which is nobody talks. There's no celebrating, really. You just sit and
like,
you just kind of brood, and half the people wear sunglasses, and it's pretty boring. The people who are best at it are good at math. Lame. Hey, I mean, that's true of most casino games, I suppose. Like a little bit of math helps, but
that's true, especially in blackjack.
In blackjack, ooh. Yeah.
You told me, or I don't know if it was Norm Macdonald. He talks about it in his memoir and stuff, but it's not a memoir. In his book,
yeah.
But like, you put money on the losing team or the. Like, so you're happy if your team wins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're relieved.
Hedging your bets. You buy a win. This is, you
don't owe.
Yeah, this is, so if I were to, and I have done this, where, like, if there's, like, a high stakes Seahawks, I don't put a lot of money on, but, like, you know, Seattle sports game, Huskies or anything like that, I will bet against my team so I'm happy either way. I look at it, I. So if the Huskies win, awesome, fantastic. What'd I lose? $50? Great. Huskies lose, well, I made $50.
But there's like an anxiety and a joy, and you know, it's emotion.
It's an emotional thing. I mean, it's
a thrill.
You can't go to Vegas without seeing gambling addiction stuff everywhere. It's the real deal. So
yeah,
you hope you get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should I probably also not make light of the Kate Middleton story? Perhaps. But I'm going to. I was telling, not really. I'm not gonna make light of it. I didn't plan on talking about Kate Middleton, but we kind of have to. It's the thing that's happening. Before we get into it, mm-hmm. Here's why I think Americans are so into the Kate Middleton story and really the family.
Okay.
Is it is a real life, like it's not fake at all.
These are real people.
Real people, mm-hmm. Reality TV that doesn't reflect poorly on us. It's the royal family mm-hmm. is reality TV that is so dramatic. But it doesn't reflect poorly on Americans for once. Because most reality TV mm-hmm. makes Americans look awful. It's highlighting the worst of us, right? Yes. And so we're like, oh, look at this dysfunction. Mm-hmm. They're jacked up too. And there you're like people in charge. There you're like mascots. They're not really in charge. They're the mascots. They are, you know, they are your, they're your gritty. That's the Gritty's the best mascot in sports. It is funny that England has mascots. So it
and
is
so formal and
yeah,
like everything.
Yeah,
you know, as a parade.
It is nice, regardless of your affiliation. It is nice when it's happening in a non-Trump era right now. Because we made our guy actually in charge. We took an actual reality TV star and made him president. Not fake.
It's true.
Not fake mascot. Actual in charge. Mm-hmm. So it is like a little bit of a reprieve for us. We can take a deep breath. We can look at their family drama.
Back burner.
We're back burner.
Front burner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a president that we often forget about and he often forgets about. that he is also president. So
the pressure is off.
The pressure's off.
Yeah.
And it's so it's kind of fun to keep up on the drama of it all.
It's kind of it's just like it's a popcorn movie.
That's exactly it. For Americans, the royal family is a popcorn movie.
Ooh.
You're just like, what's going on over there?
Well, Hugh Grant didn't put out anything this year. So what's Markle doing? Are they in Canada?
Are they in Santa Barbara or Hawaii?
Yeah. You know he served his country? Did you know he served They never liked her. They never liked her.
I don't know. I have not stayed up on any of it.
Well, we have been watching a little bit.
We have watched a couple of theories online.
Well, and we've got some patrons who filled us in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard everything from she's dead to they're hiding her to she's recovering from a surgery to an affair an affair. And then she's getting back at him because this makes him look bad. And
she has the better ratings.
She's more popular. Mm-hmm. So he's punishing her through this. And I'm along for the ride, man.
Well, the theory there is that they always make appearances. Their whole life is to make an appearance.
Yeah.
That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to not be making appearances, like, she's protesting.
Yes.
That's
one of the theories.
One of the theories.
Yeah. Where in the world is Kate Middleton? It would be awesome if she just showed up in like the red coat and the hat. And that meme has to exist, right?
The Carmen Sandiego coat. Yeah.
Yeah.
But add in the little English.
Did you see that yesterday? There was a report, or there was a little bit of footage that she went to like a corner farm market with
They're called bodegas where I live. They're not actually called bodegas here. They're called 7-Eleven.
It seems like a farmer's market.
Yeah.
With William.
Oh.
I'm like him.
That's how, yeah.
With the guy.
I don't know their names, and I love it.
They were each walking and holding a bag. Oh. So she's alive.
Well, good. I don't want anything to actually be wrong. The queen already killed Diana. I don't want actually something bad to happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. It's a stupid comedy podcast.
I kind of love the graphic design and photo community that came out when the photo came out.
Going ham on
the Photoshop.
It was an insult.
And you know what was really bad about that? Okay. Yes. The Photoshopping. But then what the royalty posted was like, oh, you know how everyone likes to like Photoshop their own photos?
Just
like
a mom, you know?
Yeah.
Like they totally took it out on Kate. They were like, oh, totally. Kate blundered with her Photoshopping. And you're like, wait, that was your take on that? Some homegrown Photoshopping?
Not like the royal family needs to up its like espionage and spy and cover-up game. Could learn a little bit from us.
Also, it's pretty easy to find someone that's good at Photoshop.
You like, would think that the royal family would have access to that.
Freelance that out for like $50.
It looked like it was
Fiverr.
It looked like Charles did on his phone with his huge fingers. It's just...
Well, the funniest thing was we were doing our Patreon Zoom, and one of our patrons was like, well, I Photoshop my kids all the time. And we were like, expand. And and he was like, well, you know, it'll be like 10 of us in a family photo and someone's not looking.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I'll just take a photo of my kid looking and then Photoshop
it. I love it.
Easy.
And I was like, I've never thought to do that. Like, when you're taking a group photo, you're always like, oh, we'll Photoshop it later. Ha ha ha. But, like, never have I done it.
Yeah.
And you can really just grab an eye or two and move them over. Like, I mean, you don't even have to grab a whole face now. It's so easy just to be like, zip, zip.
So,
remember when, red eye elimination came out and we're like,
oh my gosh.
What?
I have so many printed photos where the eye is still red.
Yeah.
But then the center is just
yeah.
full black.
Yeah.
Like, so you just have a black eye with like a red rim.
All photos from the 90s, where everyone's like, "We so you were all demonic?" Yeah, we were. We got white bunny eyes.
That was great.
That was just how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, red eye.
Red eye removal. Whoa.
But it did not work well.
No, it did not. Yeah, yeah. But it was, yeah, you're like, it's not red anymore, but it doesn't seem to look better. These kids will never know. You can hold up your phone and take a picture in pitch black and it looks great now.
They'll never know the struggle.
On your telephone. Anyways, we've got a lot to get to. Anyways, I have a bunch of upcoming shows. You guys should check them out. This weekend, right. I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. Andy's, I think, going to maybe be there Saturday,
maybe.
Friday.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Trying.
It's not a hard commitment right there.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then, no, it's
SoCal.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll it's stay. SoCal now.
No. That's a SoCal.
SoCal.
Screw you. Then after that, in April, I go to Syracuse. And then after that, I'm in Rutherford, New Jersey. Hit up May. We're going to be in L.A., Cheyenne, Fort Collins, Des Moines, June, also Des Moines, Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, July, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, just added Fort Wayne, Indiana, July 26th, 27th, just added August 1st through 3rd, Louisville Comedy Club in Louisville, Kentucky, Charleston that month, Charlotte, just added Houston and Dallas, August 29th, August 30th, and September 1st. Just added, we had a lot of just added. Tacoma Comedy Club, September 6th through 8th, five shows there. Milwaukee, the Improv, 9/20 through 22. Just added October, Appleton, Wisconsin, October 3rd through 5th. Just added Oklahoma City in December, and Tulsa, and Spokane, all on sale now. Right. Soon to be on sale is Atlanta. That's coming on sale real soon, too. But there's a lot more coming. We're always going. Out there doing things, making moves, making it happen.
Wheeling and dealing.
Making my way downtown. Do we have another Patreon Zoom hang coming up, Mel?
Have we said it yet? We haven't set the date for April yet, but...
Love the patrons. We had a great Zoom hang this next week. During next episode, we'll have the date set.
Yep. We did it on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Lots of people came out.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Like I said, today's a two-episode day.
Yeah.
And if Mel and I are dragging a little bit today, it's because we went to a concert last night. We went to a concert 2 weeks ago when we traveled. It's been, you know, it's been Mel's March.
I've had some fun things this March. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's nice to have those.
Yes.
You know?
We went and saw Cold War Kids last night on a Monday at the Observatory.
Listening to them for like 6 months straight.
Well, this is what you do.
Nonstop.
This is what you do when you I don't know about you, Andy, but when you're like, okay, I'm gonna see a band. I got the tickets. You're like, I wanna like a
Rush
band.
Up.
Like there's certain bands that if I'm going to see like Brandi Carlile or Damien Rice or the Foo Fighters, like I don't even have to. I know all the stuff. I know what.
You know,
I'm actually gonna be pleasantly surprised if there's something I don't know. But there are other bands. Cold War Kids is a good example. I'm like, I know the hits.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to look up the set list so I can, because when you don't know a song at a show, sometimes you're like, oh, I gotta pee anyways.
So they were kind of on their 20 anniversary.
Not kind of. They're on their 20-year tour. Yeah.
20-year tour. Plus. They've released 10 albums.
They put out 10 albums.
That's a lot of
music. Even said on stage, he's like, that's more than they want.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than the label wants.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, by the way, but
I mean,
who puts out more stuff than Taylor Swift?
I actually was thinking that as he said that because Taylor Swift keeps releasing like more and more and more. But in
like,
general.
Could you make more TikTok hits?
In general, you know, tour an album and make an album.
Could you make one about going back to Chicago and feeling it? That would be great for us as a band. Back in Chicago. That's a great song. Anyway, so it was great. And we're dragging. It's just, I was thinking about this. It was a great show. And we saw Group Love the week before. Group Love was awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both great shows.
I think if we had swapped the order of those two shows, I think
Well, Group Love is it's just a different experience. It's a rock band, mm-hmm. and Group Love is a rock band, but Group Love was dancey.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Group Love was like, was a pretty.
We enjoyed both shows.
Group Love is also like a pretty hot show. It was like, it was a good thing. You know, it was like a, like it was a great energy, and it's just very dancey. Group Love is that take me, do you? But very dancey.
Very dancey.
So I loved both, and both of them ended with a street hot dog. So big win for me. The street hot dog after a concert
or a game.
Or a game.
Or a game. Walking out of an arena if they're out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I always tip like double.
Yeah.
It's like $8 for the hot dog. It's like,
I'll pay 20. Easy.
We were the only
people that got one.
No, we were the first people. More people came after us.
We were like, these are so good, you should get one.
Yeah, no, we were hyping them. It's just, and they're all over SoCal. Like, I remember the first time we got one was in Gaslamp after one of my shows. Like, we went, I was at Laugh Factory, and we came out and we're like, what's this? What's this? What's this? There's something in the air. Street hot dogs. It's onions everywhere.
Onions and peppers.
Mayonnaise, ketchup. What's this? It's so good. I love it so much. And but it's just, it's important to see concerts when you're middle-aged because it is the only window where you have the money and they can still hit their notes.
And you can still stay awake.
And you can still stay awake. Mm-hmm. Barely. It's just you have to see every band you want to see middle age. It's the only time where the Venn diagram overlaps. Middle age concerts.
The window is closing.
You have financial stability that you didn't have in your 20s. They were at their best in their 20s. The band was when they were younger.
Yeah, they were hungry.
But you're at your financial best now. But they can still hit their notes still. Barely most their notes now, right? That's it. Middle-age concerts. You have to see your bands in middle age because otherwise they're going to get too old and you're going to totally regret it. Or you're
like
running yourself up into debt in your 20s, you know?
4 o'clock sunset shows.
Well.
Yeah, and that's not going to be as exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the bands could help us out. And I say this as a performing, as an entertainer. The band, please, for the love of God, give me an earlier show. For the love of, you want it too. I know you do. You're yawning.
They hit the stage at like 9:15.
9:30 last night on a Monday.
Yeah.
You saw the person next to us mouth.
No, I heard her. She goes, she was dancing like crazy. And then she's like, I have to get up in 5 hours.
And that's not even that unreasonable. That's not like I have some red eye flight. At that point, it was like 10:30. She just has an early morning job. And she's a fan. Mm-hmm. For the love of God, earlier show, no opener. Play the hits.
Play the hits.
Play the new stuff around. Okay, play the new stuff. Right around when we all want our second and only our second beer and need to go to the bathroom. And tell us.
Just, like, this is the time to go take a bathroom break.
Like you, I know you need to perform that for you creatively. I know you need to do that. I have to pee so bad and I want a second beer. Just tell me. Just announce it as the intermission.
Yeah.
Put the lights on.
Add intermissions.
Add intermissions. Or just do the new stuff during the intermission. I'm fine with that.
Hey, this is our intermission.
Yes.
We're going to play the new stuff.
Yes.
You guys go take care of business.
Also, all you young kids that are here, you guys stay. We're going to let
you guys stay in the pit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Also, I might not come back from intermission.
If you've already played the hits.
Yeah. If you've played like 4 of your 5 hits, I'm like, how much do I like that one?
Can miss traffic.
Also.
Hot dogs outside. Yeah.
What's this? What's this? Street hot dog in the air. What's this? There's onions everywhere.
You could be in bed by 11:30.
Ketchup, mayo, mustard. What's this? I love it so much. Also, no general admission. Give me a seat. Give me, even if the venue doesn't have seats, give me an assigned standing spot. Like,
oh, I love general admission. I had a blast with
it. No, that's because you liked being close, though. You didn't love general admission. You just loved being close. That's the nice thing about middle age.
It worked in our favor last night.
Well, yeah, because people were leaving. Because it was late. It was late on Monday. It was late on a Monday. I would like an assigned seat. Ideally, I would like an assigned recliner. if yeah. not into bed.
I mean, it's just like preschool and kindergarten. Give me some tape on the floor. Tell me that's my square.
Yes.
And that's where I'm allowed to go. And then a little nap time.
No. I'll take it one step further. The show ends. Lights off. Everybody rolls out a cot. Good night. Good night. Give me a strong Wi-Fi because we're all zooming in tomorrow. I get it. I just... We also live in an area that gets a lot of the Monday shows, but that's beneficial for me because, you know,
you can go to a Monday show.
Just please, just come on. Give me a Sunday at 6 or a Saturday at 6.
I mean, what's more punk than like an indie band or punk band that's like, you know what, we're just going to do a bookstore middle of the day.
Honestly.
If we're going to play, we're doing a little different. I'm there.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, wait, it ends at 6? I can get dinner after?
Every time I see a Tiny Desk concert, I'm like, that's how I want to see them.
Just totally.
Could you guys just do this in, like at my concert or at my work in like a field near me? And I could just go.
Come to me.
Yeah, if you could just come to me.
Yeah, just the empty lot at the business park?
Yes. That being said, great show.
It was a great show.
It was a great show. Mm-hmm. All the we love live music. We love it so much. But you're just when you're at a concert when you're middle age, you're like, this is gonna hurt tomorrow.
Well, there was many parts where we were canceling, which is just like we had an absolute full day.
Yeah.
And then we were getting a babysitter or ride.
Yes.
For our youngest.
Yes.
And we pulled our middle child from volleyball early.
Oh, we got to tell you all about this week, guys. That's exactly right.
But the whole time, we're like one step closer to canceling.
Yes. And you know? I will.
Which
and
I
that.
Do think is the middle age concert. That's the whole reason middle age people don't buy concert tickets, is because they're so close to canceling.
Yeah.
On a ticket they paid for.
Yes, yes.
So yes. That's why they wait.
That's exactly right. Middle-aged concert is the day of going.
Do you think we have it in us?
And then during the show going, that could be the closer for me.
I could leave now.
That might not be your closer, but that was my closer. I could leave now.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anytime when I get to a concert, too.
Cost-benefit analysis. Yeah. You're like, I've had my film.
Yes. I love when I go to a small venue or a venue and they put on the bracelet and you're like, I'm too old for this. The bracelet is a moment, you know, the 20. And I know that this saves you time and I get what you're doing. But anytime I'm like, I'm not a child. What is this right here? Just slap it on.
Slap bracelet.
Yep. There was a girl who didn't get in who had a fake ID last night.
She did get in, though.
Oh, she did get in.
Yeah, she's like a traveling nurse.
She had a weird. All right. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I saw him later.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
She was also drunk already. Because she was not middle-aged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. Nurses go hard. Nurses, teachers, parents. Mm-hmm. You get a nurse who teaches in nursing school who is a mom.
Woo.
Oh. Woo.
That's a triple.
That's a trifecta.
That's someone who can keep up with Bruno Mars right there. Uptown Funk.
Oh, man.
Melissa, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Dilly Co., because I've been trying to get you to play pickleball for decades. This is not an exaggeration. And now you're willing to play in part because of Dilly Co. They make such great gear. You're wearing it right now. What do you like about their gear, Mel?
It's comfortable.
So comfortable right now. I love it so much. It's a good fit.
Yeah, it's a good fit. It's good for everyone, young and old. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
It is very
comfortable, which I'm going to do something I'm uncomfortable doing.
Great.
And I'm going to give it a go.
And the gear helps. It is very hard to make pickleball or really any sport like gear that is good for everybody. Like all levels of skill, ability, body type, comfort level on the court. And Dilly Co. has done it. All this stuff is great.
It's great gear.
They've got shirts. They've got some of their gear is really great. I really like their paddles. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I like the paddles because they're like, again, they're accessible. They're great paddles. Like they're officially pickleball approved, but they're not like too much. You don't want to be the person doing too much on the court. So if you guys go check out their website, thedillyco.com, and you use promo code Backseater, you're going to get 10% off your entire order. So check it out. Go check out all their great gear, and we will see you on the court.
That's right.
In your Dillico gear. Dillico!
Dillico.
Dillico. It's fun to say. It's very fun to say. I want to tell you, we have had the craziest week. So,
yeah.
As of right now, Tuesday, January 8th in the 2021, the year of our Lord.
January 8th. What do you mean?
I'm just saying
okay.
dates.
All right. All right.
January 6th. Sorry. no, as of right now. So our child, our oldest son is on, our only son, our oldest child is on a like college preview tour trip where they go and look at a bunch of different colleges in California. And so he's like jet setting.
He's in a charter bus.
Bus setting around California.
Yep.
And our youngest daughter, Claire, is in a production of Annie. Where they miss the whole week of school. It's that. So she's out of school
they
this whole
like
week.
Eight shows.
They do so much stuff.
In it's, 4 days.
Yeah.
So
she's in that production. So she's not in school, but she is very busy still. And then Gloria, our middle child, is just kind of her normal stuff, but it's still busy. She still has volleyball 3 or 4 times and then school, you know? So like that's our like, meaning we're having the, and I have not been, I've been home. I'm home for, two weekends,
you're...
I don't get on a plane for 3.5 weeks. It's wild.
Yeah, so you'll leave Friday night, Saturday night, and you left Friday night, but that's 3 nights.
Yeah, I just went up to Hermosa and did a show up there.
Home at the end
I'm
of the night.
Sleeping in my bed all of those nights.
Yeah.
All of those nights.
So very untraditional
I am. I'm soothed to bed by the sounds of Melissa snoring, which she started snoring in the last 6 months.
All the concerts.
It's all the concerts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Snoring during the concert.
But
so let me just walk you through.
I mean, but you travel 3 to 4 days a week
on average. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is very unconventional for us.
So weird to be home on a weekend. So we'll just these are the weirdest days for us. So Saturday morning. Friday night I go up to Hermosa Beach. I have a meeting with my manager and then I do a show at Comedy Magic Club. It's an unbelievable club. I love it so much. I was trying to get a tape, so I get home Friday night. Everyone's asleep.
Yeah.
But Saturday morning.
Oh yeah. No, I've helped my son pack.
Yes.
For a 5-day trip. He has an essay he has to finish. I'm editing that.
So you wake up.
He has finals.
You wake up Saturday morning. He's finished finals. He's about to go on. His break has started. He has a race. He has an invite in Fullerton. No.
San Clemente.
San Clemente.
So yeah.
Way off. But
Sunday night.
I'll connect in a second.
Sunday night, we're in Seattle, and the coaches start texting me at your shows. They're like, we have to get him signed up for this invite. Tonight, you have 1 hour.
We thought he wasn't going to go to the invite. He was just going to go on this college trip, which started Saturday morning. But his team, they're like, hey, their 4x8 team is number one in the county. Like,
yeah.
And this is an important invite. They need a good time. This is a good invite.
Invitational.
To qualify.
So I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, he can go because Dustin's home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a great band. Sorry.
Dustin's home. So suddenly we're booking a hotel in Fresno.
So
I am going to spend all weekend driving.
What we thought was going to happen is you were going to do the invite, and then they were going to be sleeping in Fresno that night. And I was like, well, have fun. I'll pass on Fresno. I love the people of Fresno. That's a very far drive. That is the worst drive.
Yes.
It's traffic the whole way and then desolate. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible drive. There's a classic break off after you get over the, what's it called?
Grapevine.
The Grapevine, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to the right. And it says San Francisco. You're like, oh, that sounds fun. Left, Bakersfield, Fresno. I don't want to go left. I want to go to San Francisco. That being said, parts of San Francisco, way worse than Bakersfield. So, you know, but as far as excitement goes.
It's a haul.
It's a very long haul. California is so long.
So big.
Yeah.
The entire stretch of the United States from top to bottom.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's so big.
Yeah.
It's so big.
So we lucked out because like Thursday night we found out the race was at 10:30 a.m. and we're like, you're only running that race.
You're not.
So
yeah.
So my day was 7 to 5.
So you woke up, drove to San Clemente. He drove him, or he had bussed?
I drove him. There was no bus.
You drove him to San Clemente. Oh, yeah, because there wasn't very many kids. You do the race. You're texting the chaperone.
Yep.
You meet up with him. There's a little break. You grab some lunch. You meet up with him at Cal State Fullerton, correct?
Yes.
You drop him off at Cal State Fullerton. And now...
In my head, it's UC Fullerton. I don't know.
No, Cal State.
Cal State. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't actually know California colleges that well.
No, there's so many of them, too.
It's all new to us.
Yeah.
It's new to us.
Yeah.
We had just a couple in Washington State. So anyways.
I mean, we have a lot of colleges there, but compared to California.
But I
it's
know
so big.
That. I've been to all of them.
That should be California's catchphrase. It's so big.
Anyway.
Very dense.
So he's with the tour at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes me like 4.5 hours to get home.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, more than us.
No, Andy.
You never know when that five. Also.
That's gambling.
That's gambling.
Serious gambling.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon on the
Also,
five.
When you, with any, t- so I, we talk about this, Irvine piece of cake.
So easy.
As soon as you start going inland. Towards Fullerton and Brea and what else is that direction?
Yorba Linda.
Hometown,
91 East out to Riverside.
Oh, right. So, past the stadium, right? Like, you take a
That's the Orange Crush. So, that's 5722 5 Freeway.
Okay.
It's called the Orange Crush.
This is the SNL sketch.
You
take the 22.
Yeah.
It's going to be jammed.
You went on the Orange Crush at 4 p.m., bro? The Angels are playing. Angels got a home game, bro.
And then there's the stadium, and
that's
then
it.
Stadium, Honda Center, like all right there.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Fullerton,
Garrett Anderson,
and then if you're trying to go
today.
Garrett Anderson, right? That's your
yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Gosh, those teams are so good.
Yeah,
so crush.
It was a mess. Well, I made the mistake.
I love California. I love it so much.
I was like, I want coffee, but I don't want to wait for it.
Yeah.
So I went to Oso, that one gas station.
That's my stop.
Mm-hmm. It's right off the
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
On the
right
side.
There.
Yep. And yeah. Exactly.
Bathroom, drink, gas, you're gone.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not gonna wait for coffee. I'm just gonna get a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was so bored. I drank that whole Diet Coke.
And now you got to pee.
In 10 minutes. I still have like 2.5 hours to drive.
Yeah.
I refused to stop. Like, the rest stops are nice. I could, but I was like, I got to get home. And so I just sucked it up and drove.
Meanwhile, I'm dad at home with the girls. And
he's so proud of himself.
No, I'm not. It's just a different. It's so different. And that
because you had the rehearsal schedule in the morning and then the volleyball schedule.
I gotta get a girl down to drama, and so we go down there, and I come home, and then I gotta get a girl to volleyball. But as I pick that one up, I gotta pick the other one up. We gotta go get some.
Stuff.
There's a couple tasks I have to get done.
Yes.
I had to go to get some show makeup at Gypsy Trader.
Yep.
At the Grossmont Mall.
Yep.
And I'm just there's moments where I'm just like, where's Mel? Where's Joel? Not like I need you to do this. Just kind of like, huh? It's just very...
It's very different.
I'm normally by myself during that time on the road somewhere.
Yes.
Walking around some city looking for a smoothie, playing Pokemon Go. Like, that's... that's why I will not stand when people complain about comedians. Oh, baby.
How hard it is to be a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you went out of your time zone? Okay. Did a kid puke in the middle of the night? That'll put you in a new time zone. Were you anxious waiting for your 16-year-old to get home?
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's home and you're anxious about him being home. So
I was anxious about him leaving. I was anxious about him.
So you come home and now we've got a Saturday night on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
We do nothing. I don't even remember what we did Saturday.
Oh, I think Gloria went to a sleepover.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Gloria went? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I took Gloria to a sleepover. And then Claire, but we still because I was like, oh.
No, he was like, I'm going to watch the first Dune.
I wanted to watch Dune because you were going to be in Fresno. And I'm like.
This guy made some big movie plans.
Well, I was like, I'm going to be by myself and a kid going to bed at 8. And I want to see Dune. I just don't have a spare 3 hours. And then you were home.
Yeah,
and,
she was at 9. So, then it's like 9:30, 10.
Yeah, you do the, now the kid who does the dishes isn't home, and now it's 10, and we watched one Arrested Development and went to bed.
I've been making it through half an Arrested Development, which is like 11
Mel's minutes. Time for, yeah, she's, it's shrinking, her ability, her detention span.
Yeah, let me just say, dealing with Orange County after that, and then watching Arrested Development is just like your own version of
that's
punishment.
Hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah, and also like I was very empathetic to your struggle there because flying is not hard. It's you get in your little adult high chair. It's unbelievable. It's nice, but driving will take the life out of you. A drive.
Also, I was in the car that doesn't have any like
media.
Yeah, it's just you and the radio or your phone, like, in your pocket.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear. I was trying to listen to some podcasts. I could hear, like, half the interview.
Yeah.
I could hear not the person being interviewed because they had a bad Zoom.
You were listening to a Zoom podcast on your phone in the car. That is the worst audio you can imagine.
In your pocket, on speakerphone.
I didn't have a pocket.
You need to raise money to solve this problem.
Yes,
Like
that's
seriously.
On you. That's on you. She could have had her AirPods. Because I listened to that same podcast. Hold on. But I listened to that same podcast in AirPods. It sounded great.
Okay. For one, my AirPods went on the college trip with my son. That was just a packing incident. He needed a third bag. And I was like, use this one. So my AirPods left me.
Yeah.
Also, I have never driven with an AirPod in, and I'm probably the only one. But in general, I've never done it. So I thought it was like the thing where you can't have headphones in.
It used to be a rule
when you weren't
driving.
Supposed
to drive, but that
remember
is not
that?
A rule anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, no, it was a bad setup for sure. But I was trying to get home,
which is why you were beat. So then we wake up and it's St. Patrick's Day and it's Sunday and including rolling in today.
You
today,
were never home on Sunday mornings.
Never home
never.
On Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So
we have one kid at a sleepover, one kid on a college trip.
Yeah.
And then one kid that gets up at 7:30 every morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we were not going to because we're like, this is our day to sleep.
So
we got to save up for the concert on Monday. We got to preserve a little sleep. That's how sleep works, right? So we wake up on Sunday morning and I cook. Why not? I make some French toast and eggs. Sure. Very Irish themed. And then we take our one solo kid to Balboa Park.
Yeah.
We're cruising around playing Pokemon. Caught a shiny Kyogre. Very rare. It was the Kyogre Rare Day. It was great. It was so fun.
It was
amazing. So different. It's and you're like, when you have one kid, you're just like, I guess we'll just. She's like singing a song and kind of wants us to kind of watch her sing the song. She's like, she's really soaking up this attention right now, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Like, we're trying to have a conversation.
She's
here.
Like, I made a playlist and you're all listening to it.
And Mel's like, I'll listen to it if I can put it in my shirt.
I don't have a pocket.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, you can choose the music, but we're going to talk. And she's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. We ate.
Going to talk about this song I chose.
We ate at the cafe in Balboa, which we've never done because I'm like, well, we are missing two kids.
Two expensive kids.
So it's 40% off.
We were like, okay, so there's two churro stands, and we're like, pick the one that looks more sanitary.
Neither of them. Yeah, there's a lot of hand grabbing of the stuff.
There's no tongs.
Tongs are so cheap.
And then I was like,
sticks.
There's a sandwich board, and we're like, what if we just ate here?
What if we just had some food? Yeah,
Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy and sit down and have a meal with our children, our one child. It's great. We walked around, came home, made shamrock shakes. We've never done anything like this. We've never had this day in our whole life.
Well, you and Claire, okay, this is the other thing, was Claire was like really feeling this St. Patrick's Day.
Claire was really, she's like, it's a holiday.
She's
I can't 10, believe
and like, she's like, okay. Oh my gosh, we have the whole day. Everyone has to wear green. We got to do St. Patrick's Day things.
The Shamrock Shakes were a big win in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I went to Ralph's on Saturday night. Like, what do they got left for some St. Patrick's stuff? Literally a Squishamello that was half off because its ear was ripped. Like, well, it's green. She loved it.
She's really holding on to, yeah, you know, the holidays.
Which I love. So, it's beautiful. You know.
I was like, go get some gold coins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're good. I'll go get some trolleys, those green sour things. That's what they really want.
Just the strangest day. Yep.
Rolling into yesterday. So they're like, their tech week starts with a 13-hour day. Yep. Claire gets dropped off at 8:30, 12 and a half, at 8:30 yesterday, and we get out of there at 9. It's unbelievable. It's full, and that's just one of
the
days.
They do two run-throughs and many other things.
So Joel's on a trip, and Claire gets dropped off, and then Glory goes to school, and we're just like, oh, well, now what? Because we don't, like... I guess we'll go for a walk.
So I worked the green room noon to 4.
Yeah.
So,
what do you do? You have a volunteer shift from noon to 4 on a Monday? It's very weird stuff.
It's super weird. Plus, they feed the kids lunch at 11 and dinner at 3.
Yeah.
So, like, everything is just turned upside down. So I cooked because I was like, listen, we haven't had anything healthy in days.
You cooked dinner at 2.
At 11 a.m.
Oh, at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. I was like, I'm going to cook.
And you're like, oh, gosh. Doesn't even sound good.
And that's what I did for the track meet.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what are you guys eating? And I was like, I made this at 2 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the last time we had healthy food.
Yeah.
And it was just so weird. And so I do my shift.
Gloria while you're at the shift.
Yeah, and then...
clean the bunny hutch.
And then we played pickleball.
Well, and then we got an... yeah, and then we played...
we were like... so there was a national storm, like weather alert.
Yeah.
For San Diego. That was nothing, or it was just some rain.
Yeah.
And dark clouds.
Yeah.
So...
When Gloria got home, I was like, we better do our volleyball now at home, because we usually do family volleyball every day, but everybody's gone, so it was just one-on-one, which is usually the most competitive anyways.
Me and her. Without me and Claire.
And so I was like, it's going to rain. But then the rain had held off.
Yeah.
We got invited to play some pickleball.
5 o'clock on a Monday night. And we were like, oh my gosh, we can do it.
When the guy invited us, it's like, which is our new, we're in a pickleball chat now, group chat, Pickleball GC. And I was like, there's no, I was like, when do you normally play? He's like, it's normally like weekday nights. I was like, well, it's literally impossible.
Yeah. It'll never happen.
Yeah. From 5 to 8. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah. With children.
What am I single with no kids? Like, who's available from these hours, you know, or retired?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are busy, busy parent hours.
Yeah.
But we went and we played pickleball.
And
Nell is so freaking good.
I was like, I don't want to go, but I don't get opportunities like this very often.
No.
We don't.
Yeah.
I was like, we have to go.
Yeah. We connected with some friends in the community. It was great. The Dillico paddles were great.
Brand new court, brand new park.
It was gorgeous.
New friends. I'm like, we got to go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's
new friends.
Yeah. But
anyway. Well, you love community. You do. And I love pickleball. I'm like, great. And it was, you are like, okay, so we've talked about this. This is inadvertently, I suppose, a Dilly Co ad, but like, we did the thing. I grew up playing a bunch of pickleball, and because it was invented in Seattle, and you would play in PE, and you would play in, I played a bunch in college.
Yeah.
And like, I played my buddy Ryan every day for when we lived
together. You guys had courts.
I'd never beat him, by the way. And I'm pretty good, but I never beat him. I would play with Brandon, like in high school and college, I would play all the time.
Yeah.
And now it's like the biggest thing. And so I was like, oh, we've got this. It's like growing right now. It's in this boom. We live in San Diego. We can play, a lot.
Round. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, we'll go like rally a bit. Mm-hmm. And my gut instinct was like, Melissa,
I'm gonna be bad.
Well, yeah. Paddle sports aren't your strength, mm-mm, but you are more coordinated than you used to be, by the way. Like, you over time, and I think it's because I throw stuff at you for 23 years.
I
threw keys at you the other day, and you just like caught it like this. And I was like, you have grown, you know, like.
Well, you've been training me.
Yes, for this moment.
Yeah.
And we start rallying around, and I was like, Mel's got a hell of a backhand. Because you did play some tennis growing up, which I didn't know. We'd never talked about that.
Yeah. No.
You were wailing your backhand. It was like, I was like,
you got this one?
So I was like, my thought was like, this is something that I bet Mel and I will do once a month as like an alternative to a hike and like a little jog, you know, like get a little sweat going. That's what you say when you're middle-aged. Like, yeah, get a little sweat going. I always remember growing like middle-aged guys saying that when we played basketball. It's like, I'm just trying to get a little sweat going. It's like such a grown-up thing to say. And I'm like, oh, Mel's like good. But we haven't like, I'm kind of teaching you some of the basic rules. It's not that complicated. But so we ended up knowing some people there who had invited us. And they're like, hey, do you guys want to do doubles? And at first I was looking at there were like two young dudes. And I was like, this doesn't.
A lot of spin and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I was like, this doesn't look like a fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know what? We do need to learn like the scorekeeping rules and stuff. I need a refresher on those. And maybe this is how you learn the game and the strategy and stuff like this. Anyways, we won 2 out of 3 sets. Mel smoked them.
They're new too. Like, they're beginners. So it's not like...
They weren't the couple next to us. The foursome next to us was like... They play every day, you know, but.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it was fun.
And then we play pickleball. We win 2 of 3 sets. We go home. We shower. We pick up Claire. Go to a concert. It's the weirdest Monday in history.
Yeah. When we agreed to do pickleball, we agreed to like shower again, which is like a whole thing. Another roadblock to not going to the concert.
Ends up, you do not need to shower before a concert. It's gross. It was so smelly.
What's the point?
Yeah, we had a farter near
us. It was a really smelly concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, another reason we almost left early. I'm like, again?
Anyways, Joel just texted me asking me to transfer some money to buy something in Santa Barbara. All right, everybody, we're going to do another one of these, but you're not going to hear it till next week. Bye.
Bye.
Folks, just want to give a special thank you to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up level of patron. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little more. You are Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Co2 Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Demarius Diaz Stevens.
Dan O.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.